Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you timely topics in art, culture, and film. Her guests are change agents, business leaders, authors, people who will inspire you. Join Brenda on Fridays at noon Central or listen to her podcast on demand 24/7. Please visit and like facebook.com/alive to thrive. And now, here's Brenda.
Hello and welcome to Alive to Thrive. We're going to hear a little selection from Calling All Angels because that ties into our show today.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. These lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser. So happy to be with you. I think May of 2017 marks 5 years since I've had this radio show. Hard to believe it's been 5 years. And 2 years down on Main Street at Butterfly and Moon. And this week will be a little party this afternoon. So if you're in the St. Charles or St. Louis area, stop by Butterfly and Moon this afternoon. We're going to have cake and tea and some specials. And then Saturday and Sunday is Main Street in Bloom. It's a new event the merchants created. All the stores will be decorated with fresh flowers. There'll be a maypole with maypole dancers. The fife and drum will be performing both Saturday and Sunday. So it's just a nice weekend to get ready for Mother's Day and to enjoy the beautiful weather. The rains have finally stopped here in Missouri. Thank goodness for that. And I wanted to play that song, Calling All Angels, because my two guests today are, you know, angels of a sort, angels working with women, empowering women, giving of their time and talent at a nonprofit called Connections to Success, which I first heard about at least 13 years ago. I moved here in 2004 from Denver and met the dynamic Kathy Lambert, who was the founder and still director and leader of Connections. Welcome, Marcy and Janita. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. I hope you're not on speakerphone because we won't have good reception. So, but anyway, we have both two dynamic ladies who work in resource development. They cover the whole state of Missouri, St. Louis, St. Charles, and I think there's even an office in Kansas City. But originally, Connections to Success started out as a dress for success, and it was the first one outside of New York City in 1998. So did Connections start as Dress for Success here in Missouri in 1998? Marcy?
That's right, Brenda. We did. We started in the St. Louis region, actually in a church in St. Charles County as Dress for Success Midwest. And then in the early 2000s, we realized that suits were just a small piece of the puzzle to helping women get out of the cycle of poverty, and we became Connections to Success.
I love that, and I remember that church in Frenchtown in northern part of St. Charles, and what I've really have been impressed about is not just providing things like clothing for job interviews, but real job skill training and counseling for situations like domestic violence and women coming out of prison, but the professional women's group. So tell us about some of your favorite programs. I know I don't want to put you on the spot, Marcy, but you have so many wonderful programs. Which one attracted you first to the organization? Because you've done other nonprofit work in your past, but what drew you to Connections?
You know, it's interesting, Brenda, and I love even for Danita, who works in our workforce development, to weigh in too, because she's working on so many different creative things that we're doing. But for me personally, I was drawn to our Dress for Success program. I had worked in a homeless shelter prior, and we would often get clothing donated that wasn't quite appropriate for people that just needed clothes to wear. And so we would often redirect our donations that were higher professional clothing to Dress for Success. So that's how I first became aware of the organization. And Danita, what's your story?
Well, I came back from the academia world and really being able to focus on workforce. So I came in as a trainer and utilizing all the great information that I've learned over the years and being able to fit that in into now a more kind of appropriate position in as over the workforce area beyond just all the other training components.
So, Marcy, how many people do you have in your resource development department? Because I know you're senior director and Janita's a director. I'm not used to having seen a nonprofit being large enough to have multiple directors of resource development. So how many people do you have working on your team, and what's your annual goal?
You know, it's interesting. So Janita actually works in workforce development. So she's working on innovative ways for our participants to engage in employment opportunities. And one of those is working with Natalie's Cakes and More. Janita, maybe you want to share with Brenda that opportunity.
Sure. So being able to work with individuals, not only being able to make that connection with that employer ahead of time, but as you know, it's always great. It's not necessarily what you know, it's who you know. And by being able to work with my workforce team, we're really able to make those connections with employers and be able to go ahead and kind of be that person ahead of the interview to talk about all the wonderful, great skills that an individual has, and then they can go ahead and really shine once that person is able to attain that interview.
So are you the person that goes out and meets with the corporate HR directors in the region?
Yes, ma'am. So what we do is we not only work with the HR directors, but we actually just work with organizations overall. And one of the reasons is that a lot of times people will come back to us, and whether it be a senior manager or whomever, they will say, you know what, what are you teaching over there? They've got some really great skills. And so what we do is we're going to go ahead and really be able to hone in on all those soft skills. So we actually work with a variety of individuals throughout an organization, not just HR.
So that's fascinating. So I know Linda Lippa on your team?
That's right, she is.
Well, she is an angel to me, because at your big annual event held on March 8th on International Women's Day, she was at my table, and I told her about a young lady that I've mentored for 10 years who was a single mom and was struggling to find work near where she lived and so that she could get to her child for after-school pickup. And within a couple of days, I mean, it was so fast, I couldn't even believe it. Linda connected with this young lady and connected her with an employer right down the street from where she lives in her town, and she did get hired. And it's finally a position with benefits, because as we know, a lot of people who are trying to break the cycle of poverty are working minimum wage. They're getting scheduled 20 to 30 hours, and they're not getting benefits. Can you address that, Janita, and what we as a community can do to help, whether it's pressure legislators or educate people on how to break away from that so that people do get benefits for things like child care and family medical leave, things like that?
I think you hit it on the head. I mean, just being able to talk to your representatives, being able to let them know what that true struggle is for an individual. I think the big misconception is that if you just go out and try to get a job, everything will be okay. And unfortunately, we've kind of held on to that myth that everything all of a sudden just magically disappears, all those stresses and all those support systems that we truly depend on. Those are the things, unfortunately, that disappear. It's not the stress. So I think being able to talk to your representative and letting them know all those little personal stories that really hit home, because I think if we talk in a broader scheme, it doesn't really resonate as much. And the other thing is really being able to talk with our participants, understanding that sometimes we need more than one job. sometimes we need to be able to work beyond those 40 hours and be able to really understand what it means to be settled and really be financially stable. So that, you know, yes, get a full-time job, but continue to work on your education or work on a professional development path that really is able to get you to that next level in your position. But constantly working beyond the 40 will enable you to really understand what it takes to truly feel settled.
So you came from a corporate, no, you came from academia. So what was your biggest surprise once you got on the other side of from being the public and being a funder to being a staff person, and what surprised you both positively and negatively about the organization?
Sure. So I think one of the things that surprised me in a way that was just is so enjoyable is that people have these really small success stories and how it just being there to support them and really being able to cheer them on means so much. So in essence, it was kind of a sad revelation because knowing that so many people have very few support systems, and that's truly a lot of times why that cycle of poverty continues. But also it was a really positive revelation because individuals on our staff, other participants, and the community that works with our organization are constantly able to celebrate them and understand that even the smallest little step is a huge step for that individual.
Mm-hmm. And so what context did you have prior to going to Connections to Success that have come into play now?
So working in the workforce arena, I'm really able to utilize some skill sets that I've developed over the years that I feel is utilized in many different ways. It's kind of funny. I've done everything from being an instructor at a university to being in the workforce kind of career centers and teaching there. And I've even opened a boutique in my past life. And all of those skill sets have been just truly priceless to be able to bring those things to our organization, whether it be working with our participants to get jobs or honestly being able to go back in the boutique and help them, you know, stage some areas and be able to be a personal shopper with our participants.
Oh, awesome. So how many people are now employed at Connections to Success, Marcy?
Well, across the state, so between our operations in St. Louis and Kansas City, there's somewhere in the mid-30s of individuals that are employed as staff members. Many of them are individuals that have been our participants that are part of the Connections family. And then also, more importantly, though, we're supported by about 500 volunteers across the state.
Wow. Did you say 30? 30?
In terms of staff members, yeah, we're in the mid-30s.
Yes. I can't believe it. I thought you had over 100. You have so many people working internally on your behalf. I can't believe you get all that done with 30 people. It is amazing because you do have multiple locations. Let's talk about some of the programs. So first, you know, we mentioned the Dress for Success, and items that you need for that include jewelry and clothing and shoes, mentors and personal shoppers. Let's talk about what is a personal shopper, and you need them for men and for women. Talk about what that is.
So from a programming aspect, being able to be a personal shopper is something that is truly rewarding, not only for the participant, but for the personal shopper themselves. What you do is you go in, and if you don't know already how to size somebody with a measuring tape, we teach you that. But we give them that complete shopping experience as if you were going to like a Saks or a Neiman Marcus, and you were able to work with a personal shopper there. They would not only understand what size you wore, they would make sure that you were able to get the colors that you love that look great on you, the fit that looks great on you, and truly give them that one-on-one experience. Some of our participants, when we ask them what size they are, they only can say small, medium, large, because they've never worn anything that has a number behind it, so anything fitted. And so even being able to empower them to know, well, if you would want to go get a blouse, this is what size you would be, and really feel that empowerment, not only at the end when they're able to see themselves as a whole new person in a suit and proud and ready to go, but also as an individual that is really able to be empowered on a personal basis.
Awesome. And I have witnessed that. I actually brought the young lady I mentioned there, and we picked her out a little outfit. And what I think is impressive is that, A, the quality of the clothing and jewelry, how organized it is, and it's just like going to any boutique. And then speaking of boutiques, you have the mobile boutique. Do you still call it Mystique Boutique, or does it have a new name? Moxie? The Moxie
Travel
Boutique?
It has a new name. You're thinking about, we had a semi-truck, and we still have it, that we bring to large suiting events, primarily helping to suit men returning from service, so veterans events. We partner with a number of job fairs, but we learned in piloting our mobile suiting boutique that there are a lot of individuals, especially being in a mixed region where there is some public transportation and some where there's not public transportation, and even access and affordability of that transportation is a whole nother story. So last year, through generous donations in our community, we were able to purchase a box truck that we then take our Dress for Success boutique suited up, and we are able to visit domestic violence shelters, homeless shelters, and really go to women where they're in need and help suit them. We prefer to do groups that way. It's been a great outreach to the community. And then for a portion of the month, we actually also take Moxie out, but we flip the inventory from being donated suits to being donated merchandise from boutiques in the area. So we do some upscale resale sales, and we do events at homes and at company parking lots called Parties with a Purpose. And the proceeds that's raised through the clothing sales actually goes back to fuel the truck to be on the road to help us bring our suiting services to women in the community.
I love that. I'm going to talk to our landlord about having that right behind Butterfly and Moon. That would be so much
fun.
And yeah, we have a nice little private parking lot, and on weekends it's empty. During the week it's full with people that work in the building, but on the weekends it's empty. So maybe on a Saturday next month we can do that. That sounds super fun.
Let us know.
Yes, and talk about so you have also a scholarship program. You merged with another a group that was doing the Ava's Grace Scholarship. Talk about that, and can people direct their giving to that scholarship program directly?
Yes, people can absolutely direct their giving directly, but Ava's Grace Scholarship Foundation was set up about 5 years ago. Stephanie Regranin is the founder, and her mother had been incarcerated, and Stephanie just felt firsthand compelled as she was visiting her mom in prison, seeing just the differences in folks visiting their family in prison, that some had the ability to rebound from that experience and move on, and others were stuck in the cycle as a result of that. So as a result, Stephanie began giving out scholarships. They're four-year scholarships at a dollar amount of $5,000 a school year to kids that have been impacted by an incarcerated parent. So the application deadline has passed for this current year, but any high school senior beginning the 2017 to 2018 school year can apply for those awards. We're going to actually be announcing our award winners at a special reception lunch ceremony on July the 8th. We welcome the community to come out. We also raise funding at that event to help support the scholars, not just with financial donation towards their scholarship, but also being able to provide wraparound mentoring services and coaching to ensure that they're not just getting into college, but they can really have a successful time enjoying themselves, learning more about themselves, and be able to complete their degree.
Okay, so that's Saturday, July 8th, and what's the location for that reception?
Yeah, it's from 11:30 to 2, and it's at the St. Nicholas Family Life Center and off of South 40 Drive in Chesterfield.
Okay. And so businesses or individuals, if they want to support that scholarship, can maybe do it in its entirety of $5,000 a year for a high school senior, or they could do bits and pieces of that, right? They want
you
to
got it. Yeah, we have a number of sponsors, that go ahead and pledge. They'll do a full scholarship. at $5,000 payments for 4 years. Some individuals are able to contribute a portion of that, which you really appreciate, because anything from book fees to parking fees to credit for a class, I mean, all of those pieces really add up and help our scholars be able to finish their degree debt-free and be able to move on with their lives and overcome barriers that exist without the financial support for education.
Well, that's an area I'm passionate about, and we should talk further about the scholarship fund we set up through our local Zonta Club in memory of my sister, who was 56 and wanted to go back to school and had died of a heart attack at age 56. But it's for women going back to school that have had an interruption in their education. So the money we've raised through Zonta and through Butterfly and Moon over the last, I would say, last 8 or 9 years, we've raised over $11,000 and have provided 15 scholarships. But a lot of your women and your clients at Connections to Success would certainly qualify, because it's for women who have overcome some type of adversity, who have had maybe experienced domestic violence. None of those things are required in the scholarship application. It's just any woman who's had an interruption in her education. So we'll have to talk more about that and ways we can partner on that, because I think you deal with the women on a daily basis that, you know, quite frankly, we're looking for. We're not looking for people that, you know, are married where they're both working and they have some resources. We're looking for people that, you know, really are pursuing a dream. And that's something I like about Connections to Success, is that your messaging, everything from when someone walks in the front door of your organization all the way through all your events and your marketing materials and your website, we want to make sure we do give that website, connectionstosuccess.org, and you can follow them and learn more about their model. You know, everything is so positive energy and uplifting and building dreams and supporting people's, you know, short-term goals, but also, you know, beyond survival, how do we thrive? And that's something I'd like to talk about a little bit now next with, you know, Janita, after, you know, people get full-time employment, I mean, have you seen a shift in their outlook on life?
Oh, completely. Not only are they able to feel more grounded and be able to feel like they have the direction that they need, even more importantly, they are then showing that to their children. And now the children have that, what we consider a second generation approach, and really being able to have that impact on their children. So now mom went from working maybe two or three jobs to now all of a sudden she's working a solid, you know, 9-to-5 job, and she's going back to school. And now it's becoming second nature to them, but that is their path. That all of a sudden, before, maybe I never saw anybody or met anybody in my family that went off to college, but now I see my mom, who has her bachelor's degree and is working towards maybe going, doing some professional development. Now it's second nature to them that is the course they will take as well.
Mm-hmm. And I love that on your website. I do want to encourage, again, people to check out the website, is that you have some real stories there, and you have some short little videos, and put the face out to the issue, because I think so many times people, you know, maybe read the paper or read statistics, and they don't know anyone, unless they're volunteering, you know, in the community, they may not know anyone personally. But can you talk about some of your success stories? Is there one that comes to mind, Marcy?
Absolutely. It's exactly true. There's power in seeing faces of folks that are served. And immediately to mind, one of my most inspiring stories is a woman named Sharon that we've been working with for a number of years. And Sharon grew up in the housing projects and just was kind of around a lot of crime and poverty and kind of made some choices in that same cycle and system. And so as she got older, she got married and was in an abusive relationship and had 3 kids, and it just got really rough on her. And so she actually left that relationship not realizing how she would take care of her kids, but just knowing she had to get out of that relationship. And she found our organization and was able to find stability in her life by finding housing, being able to go back to school, Sharon actually now helps to run the housing organization that she lived in years ago. And we've talked to her time and time again of, you're so bright and so driven, right? What else would you like to do with your career and life? And she says, no, if I'm here where I used to live, able to tell these other families how they can stop living here and be able to build their lives on, how more of an important journey can I live than being able to invest in people that I know can be empowered?
That's awesome. That is just, it's so rewarding. And now do some of the former participants become staff and become mentors?
Well, so it's interesting. All of our participants are participants for life. So our program doesn't have like a start and stop date, but certainly we have a number of folks that participate in our program that are staff members. Many of them, yes, are mentors to others. They're part of our professional women's and professional men's group. They are able to mentor and guide others along the process. Many of them serve as guest speakers and ambassadors in the community as well.
Well, I am just looking with my mouth watering at your program called Natalie's Sweet Success and these incredibly oversized, delicious cookies that are made by some of your participants, right? They're learned, they are taught
exactly.
How to make these in a bakery, and it's a partnership with a Ferguson bakery following what happened in Ferguson on 9/11, a local business there named Natalie's Cakes and More. I know it was on the news because had some damage there to her window and things. So how did you and this business partner up?
Well, specifically, it was really just a blessing. Natalie heard about our organization, walked through our doors, because every morning at 9 a.m., no matter what location you're at Connections to Success, there is a gratitude circle that happens. And during that gratitude circle, everybody in the building, staff, volunteers, participants, comes in the middle, and we all say one thing we're grateful for. And so she heard about this through a friend of hers, and she just thought, you know, this is just a really cool thing. So she walked through her doors, and she came to her gratitude circle. And lo and behold, as we, when she came in the day before, we decided that we probably needed to transfer our Sweet Success business into something else. And she heard about that, and she said, you know, I'm looking to expand my bakery. I'd be more than happy to not only bake the cookies for you, but I would love to teach some of your participants how to do this, and I would love to get involved with your youth component in the area as well. So now she not only teaches our participants, and they work there, but on top of it, we work with some individuals, some youth, young men from the UCity High School, and they come 3 days a week and are not only trained, but paid. So they have their first job at Natalie's Cakes and More, and it's a great partnership because we're able to provide them with those job readiness skills through our personal and professional development class, and she's able to provide them with culinary and customer service skills as well.
Wow, and we should mention that through that class, the youth create a life plan, which really helps them define their goals, and I think that's something that's not taught in schools. People are,
that's
you know,
right.
The traditional way is just get past your test, try to get into college, get a job, you know, retire, and then die. You know, it's like not real exciting
right.
there. But a different plan is to live with intention and to define and reach your goals. And sometimes just with a little bit of encouragement and some strategic planning, people can reach bigger goals. And I love that you have this program where they can get a 90-day pre-training experience, and the cookies are so delicious, and you have box lunches too, correct, that they make?
Yeah, so what we did is we used to have the box lunches, but right now we've kind of tapered off on that just because we really wanted to focus on the cookies. The reason is that our cookies are now being sold in three different major universities in the area, and we're looking to expand across Missouri and to some others. So because that's going so well, we're just focusing on that right now. But we're currently in Washington University, SLU, and UMSL, and we're looking to expand into Mizzou in the very near future.
awesome. And if people want to order those cookies, they can call 314-801-7064. It's a great idea for Mother's Day. Bring or send your mother a dozen of those delicious cookies. And so are you partnering also with other places besides colleges in terms of those cookies? Can they be sold in a corporate cafe or a corporate business setting?
Definitely, definitely. So what we're doing is we're they're being sold at a variety of areas, but the first step was the schools because it was just a great way, because the cookies actually support the Ava's Grace Scholarship Foundation. She actually is able to work and give a part of those proceeds back to Ava's Grace. So it just worked well with the schools, but we can definitely expand into corporations and, of course, those different businesses. We're in a few restaurants as well.
Awesome. So if people want to get involved with that, should they contact you, Marcy, or someone else?
If they want to get involved with Family Takes and More, they can certainly contact us at Connections to Success to explore any and all volunteer opportunities.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and I like that everything is cohesive and everything is cross-pollinated. And so a business might get involved first with having the cookies at their employee cafeteria, but then they might be involved with the workforce development program, and then they might provide volunteers for the Dress for Success program. So everything is integrated. And I think you've grown very rapidly in the last handful of years that I've been watching since you moved to your new location over near Newtown. Let's talk about some of your volunteer needs outside of what we've already talked about. Where are some other needs for volunteers throughout the organization?
Well, we need volunteers in a variety of ways. You mentioned the mentor role. That's a big one. You also mentioned the personal shopper role, which we need both at our St. Charles boutique and then also coming around the city with us, around the region with us on Moxie. We're always in need of meal providers, so we provide a meal over lunch every day that our class is in session, and we have a 3 to 4 week personal and professional development class. So we're always looking for meals, and the reason we do that is oftentimes the meal that our participants are eating with us during the day is sometimes their only meal that entire day, so it's a really critical piece. And then we're always looking for additional folks to help be mentors, not just for our participants that are adults who are in the workforce space, but also mentors to help with our scholars as they're going through their educational career, whether it's at a 2 or 4 year college, university, or a trade school. So we're looking at individuals that really want to invest in other people.
Awesome. And such a rewarding program. And that professional women's group meets, twice a month?
Once a month,
and then there's a professional men's group as well. And you have a really fun event coming up called the Power Walker. And I know, Marcy, you are personally a runner and a dog lover. Is this an event you created, or is this something that they've had for a while, a power walk?
That's a really good question. Power Walk actually is an event that's done nationally and internationally in some regions. It's a Dress for Success specific event, so it's called the Power Walk for Dress for Success. So each affiliate across the globe does it in their own kind of fashion, but locally here we have a 5K walk run. We usually see a lot more walkers than runners, so the runners oftentimes end up with great prizes for their finishing place. And we also do a component at the beginning where men can walk in high heels a short distance, about a block in front of our building, back and forth. Quite an experience. Some of the men practice in advance and color coordinate. Some just show up and want to have some fun supporting women, and they kind of walk for a few minutes in her shoes. But it's coming up here on Saturday, June the 17th. It should be a nice warm day, but we're going to get started early in the morning, and there'll be music, a family-friendly atmosphere, and about 300 people here. So we hope everyone will come out.
Well, that's fantastic. Sounds like a really fun event and very reasonable to walk or run. Where do people register online?
So they can register online at, actually, it's a really good question. We just launched our website, and so if we could switch topics for 1 minute, I will be happy to give you that exact location. But I know if you go to connectionstosuccess.org, that website is linked there as well.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, there are some men that have more experience in walking in heels than others. So it's open to everybody. I like that. And you might win a round trip Southwest Airlines ticket. Southwest Airlines has been a sponsor with you for quite a while, haven't they?
They have. They're a terrific partner and have been very generous to help us be mobile. As we have been expanding our work and partnering with organizations around the country, they've been very supportive in helping us to be able to get to and from different locations so we can speak, so we can support, and so we can learn. And the website specifically to register for the Power Walk event is CrowdRise, CrowdRise.com/Midwest Power Walk. You can Google that too, or just visit Connections to Success. But our registrations are open, and all the proceeds help us keep our Dress for Success program alive, operating, and providing amazing resources and tools to women who want to jumpstart their careers.
So, I mean, doing an event planning is a lot of labor. I've done a lot of events in my 30 years in nonprofit work, and yeah, how is it different now? I mean, it used to be you mailed out invitations and you did a lot of printing with paper. And are you using new technology to recruit walkers and runners?
That's a great question, Brenda. In order to recruit walkers and runners, I mean, we certainly have an incredible community here locally of active folks that participate through different race stores and running equipment stores, so Fleet Feet and Big River Running, all those sorts of places. But really, honestly, it's kind of grassroots in that we're really relying a lot on relationships. We look for individuals and companies that can recruit a group. Individuals are certainly welcome as well, but we really do a lot with looking at who's been participating in doing suit drives and who's been active throughout the year that might just want to come out for an additional way to show their support because they've been so generous in helping to stock our boutique. And now is a great opportunity to come and meet the women that we serve and really to walk alongside them on this journey.
I love it. And what are the types of sponsors that you don't have that you would love to have? You could wave a magic wand. Is there a specific industry or, of course, there's no end to the need for resources, but are there specific types of businesses that you're looking to partner with that you haven't yet found a doorway in that we could perhaps help you with?
That's such a thoughtful question, Brenda. We absolutely have a magic wand wish list for sponsors. In terms of the Power Walk event, we'd love to be able to partner with like a snow cone or a Kona ice truck. Also would love to partner with a t-shirt vendor so that our costs can be really low, if not pro bono, with regard to that. But even in terms of that day and our whole organization, we really would love to partner with more restaurants in the community that could sign up to be an ongoing meal provider maybe once a month or once a week to help feed our participants. And I should probably also add, we'd love if there could be like this giant magic wand with sparkles coming out of it. We need more vehicles as well that we can award to our participants to help them get around town and be able to be at their own gas pedal and driving wheel, really be able to take control of being able to get to and from work and medical appointments and take care of their family.
And that's a really huge thing. I witnessed that with a young lady I mentored. You know, it took her 7 attempts to pass the driver's test, and, you know, I realized that she didn't have the opportunity to witness her parents driving or an older sibling, and like most of us did. And so she passed the written test and then really struggled with the driving test. Do you have any support for people to improve their preparation for their license?
Janita, can you speak to that? Oh, maybe we've lost her.
I didn't want
to
bring an unprepared question on you. I was
no,
just thinking about that.
No,
but,
I know
but
a high level, so I will give what I know. I know that, again, through these mentor relationships, as individuals are needing different resources, we're heavily relying on mentors. So some of them help coach even areas for the GED, which is now called the HISET test. So I'm sure as individuals, because we even have a couple people that we're currently working with in the same situation, so being able to give them the tools they need to be successful is what we're here for. So whether that's through a volunteer, a mentor, or a staff member, We do a lot of what's called dashboard mentoring. So that's certainly something we are eager to help empower people to gain the skills so they can be a safe driver and be able to get their license.
Awesome. And again, I just want to mention that you are looking for new and used vehicles, maybe partnerships with car dealerships or any business that wants to donate a vehicle so that you can help provide that. Now, is it provided by lottery? How do you choose who gets the car?
How do we award the cars through our Wheels for Success program? Well, there's a few qualifiers in that program that really are about consistency and effort, and are individuals employed? Are they actively involved in their programming? And what does their need look like? For some folks, it's putting some money aside per paycheck and purchasing the vehicle. But for others, not having a vehicle can really inhibit so much of their opportunity. If they can't get to a job that's beyond, you know, a walk distance away, can really limit their income and earning potential. So we look at those different factors, and we've had some incredible, incredible, amazing impact happen as we've awarded vehicles and had kids open up the back door and just attest to how big this is, and it's bigger than my bedroom, and just knowing just the power that's brought to their family. And I'm thinking of a woman that recently got a car last year, that she's a single mom, and giving her a car, her and her daughter used to have to walk in the rain to different places, and they're now able to go where they want, when they want to go, and so it's really changing their lives.
Awesome. It does. I think it's incredible. And so you also have a very unusual event called Mom Prom, and this will be taking place at Hard Rock Cafe at Union Station. I love that you can have fun and raise money at the same time. It's a Saturday night, great event for anyone, whether you know about this organization, Connections to Success, or not. You can show up at Hard Rock Cafe. It's only $45 and get a ticket with drink tickets, desserts, a photo booth, live DJ. Who created this event, Marcy? Mom Prom.
Well, we're so lucky. This event is actually put on by the Hard Rock Cafe. They came to us and had this fantastic idea, and we thought, like, that sounds like great fun, and you can dress up. I mean, who doesn't want to reinvent prom again?
Well, parts of it.
Right,
that's
right,
funny.
Precisely.
Right, but
again.
I think you can get dressed up and go with your girlfriends and have a much better time, perhaps. And,
right.
Like that. And so you have to be 18 to attend. There will be a silent auction and all kinds of fun stuff happening there. And your jewelry designs, we haven't talked about that, one of my most favorite areas of your program. The women learn how to make jewelry. Tell us how that program got started.
I really think we've lost Anita, unfortunately. So this is her bread and butter, but I will try to speak as greatly as I can about this. But, yeah, the jewelry program started a few years ago. We had a local company that they were changing their jewelry designs. No play on words here, but they were going to be moving from beadwork to metal stamping, and they just really felt like they were supposed to help the community and use the beads more for service than for profit. And so we have been so lucky in the past couple of years to meet some really talented professionals that have done jewelry business making, made a business out of making jewelry. And so our women are now taking classes. We just actually had a graduation of this program 1 week ago, and the women are able to learn skills to create their own designs using tools and beads that we have. They're able to then, they want to sell them in-house, we bring it with us on our Moxie Traveling Boutique. And then they can also earn a jewelry kit where they can start their own business making jewelry. And for some of the women, this is a side income to really help her support her family as she's increasing her wage through building her skill sets as well and advancing her career. So it's an incredible program, really neatly designed jewelry in the hands of the women that we serve.
Awesome, awesome. And can that jewelry be purchased or seen online anywhere?
We've been wanting to set up our e-store, so in the near future, absolutely.
All right, well, maybe that's something I can help you with. We have set up a store on eQuid, ECWID.com, and we were told by a professional technology company that the man who owns it taught technology at a local community college, and of all the different e-commerce, like Shopify and all these different things, Etsy and all these things, that this eQuid was the easiest to learn and the easiest to manage. So we set up our shop at butterflyandmoon.equid.com, and if I can do it, anyone can do it. So that might be something to look into so that you can start selling your designs online. And you have a very interesting partnership with a company online that's sort of an online resale thrift store. And talk about that. Can people donate their clothing and then it's sold, or do they post it themselves? How does all that work?
Are we talking about Poshmark?
Well, not Poshmark. Wasn't there one you had at your event last year? There was a table where they said you could pick your charity to support, and then you could post your own clothing and shoes.
Web thrift store.
The web thrift store.
There
is that
we go.
Still around?
It is. Man, you just know so much about our organization. That's fantastic. Yeah, so you can go online. It's sort of like eBay, right? You have things in your home and your closet that you're not using, and then you upload a picture and put them online, and then you can choose which charity to benefit from that. So if you want to earn the $10, $30 from your item, great, or if you want that to go to charity, you can choose Connections to Success as a benefiting charity.
I just think that's brilliant. It's so brilliant. So
it is. It helps us all clean our closets out, all from our phone.
Exactly. But I love that your organization is so ahead of the curve with social enterprise. There was a group in Denver, the Women's Bean Project, where they raised over $1 million a year with their soup and dips and various things like that, where the women are packing the food bags and have their name on the label. And is that a group that inspired Connections to Success in any way? Do you know about them?
They are. They're one of the few groups across the country that are doing incredible things with social enterprise. So absolutely, we've learned from them and been able to model after the way they're doing some of their programming, because, of course, we want to align ourselves with things that are successful and learn from the best.
Awesome. Well, we should submit your name to, if you haven't already been connected to, there's a woman who wrote a book called Global Girlfriends. And she's importing things from around the world that are made, you know, not only fair trade, but are empowering women in various cultures. And I love what she's doing. I love what you're doing. It's really connecting women. Your name is Connections to Success. And it's not only helping your participants find success, whatever that means for them, because it's different for everybody. But also your volunteers and your whole community of everyone that intersects in your giant spider web. So hats off to you. Any closing thoughts or, you know, personally, how do you keep your batteries charged for doing this work? It's never ending. There's always additional needs. What are some things that you do to personally recharge?
That's a great question. I love how thoughtful you are in thinking through some of this stuff. And I think it really, you know, they often say that folks in the nonprofit world are recharged by the mission, right? And I think for me personally, a lot of that just comes back down to knowing what's going on with our participants and being able to watch them make small steps towards being successful. And like you just said yourself, that success is defined differently for each person, and celebrating that success. But I think equally to that, it's also about just making sure that we're practicing what we teach by having good self-care and by being thoughtful about what we're doing for our own diet and exercise too. So for me personally, those are things that I think are important to make sure that I'm taking care of myself just as much as we teach our participants to take care of themselves and their family as well.
And so do you are you involved with animal rescue, or how do you fulfill your love of animals and dogs especially?
I personally have adopted my dogs, that's a part that I'm involved with. But I'm also really involved in the foster and adoptive care community as well as an adoptive mom. So I have a strong passion for being able to talk about that and write about that as well. So whether it's furry or human, canine or human, I think adding friends and kids to our family in both shapes and sizes are a great way to make life brighter.
Well, it's true. And dogs and pets of all types definitely demonstrate unconditional love. And, you know, it is, it can be wearisome in the nonprofit community. It's, you know, people do it for the cause, do the work for the cause, but it's still a big energy drain. And so to come home and be loved and licked all over your face by your dog is great. And so what's your personal goal for the coming year, for 2017, Marcy, with your work? What is something that either with your work or in your personal life? I mean, you're an example of someone who's trying to juggle it all and keep everything in balance. What are some personal goals for you?
I think you just called mine out, right? Trying to keep it all balanced, trying to figure that out. And I'm a newer mom, so just trying to figure that out is a big question mark. And every day, thank you. I think every day is a new way to learn how that adapts to the rest of the world. So that's kind of my personal goal this year, is just to, I wouldn't say achieve balance, because it's completely impossible, but be able to be content with the balance that I can create, to really make sure that I'm healthy in both my personal and professional life.
Well, I love that. And, you know, working in an atmosphere that has morning gratitude circles is definitely a positive environment. And that is rare, to have a work environment where they nurture the personal, and they see each person in it in a holistic way. And so that, you know, you're definitely blessed, and I know you realize that, but man, the environment and the organization that has been built up by Kathy Lambert and her husband and all the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers over the years is definitely a shining star here in the Midwest. I know it's been awarded with almost every award there is to receive, from the White House Point of Light to various awards locally and nationally.
Most recently, Kathy's being honored as a Woman of Achievement later this month as well. They're an amazing group of leaders, both Kathy and Brad.
I'm surprised she hasn't already received that.
Right? So, but it's definitely a blessing to be working on their team.
Awesome. Well, I hope that, I know they probably have done a lot of legacy planning, so within probably, I don't know, maybe it's 20 years. Who knows how long they'll continue leading the organization.
Lots
but
of energy
to pass
to
the
share
torch.
The world.
Yeah, passing the torch, because I think a lot of groups that are started with passionate people, sometimes, unfortunately, they don't create the system to have the organization carry on. But they have. This organization will live on for many, many more years, and we encourage our listeners, again, as we close out, and want to wish everyone a beautiful spring weekend, that check out connectionstosuccess.org, get on their mailing list for their e-news, and follow them on Facebook, and try to round up some folks either to go to the mom prom on Saturday, May 20th, or, you know, get out your sneakers and get out there and walk on June 17th.
Or your high heels.
Or your high heels. And, you know, I love the quote that Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did, but she did it in heels and backwards. So that always cracks me up. At any rate, everyone have a great weekend. Please patronize and shop local. Come down to Main Street Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 12 to 5. There will be costume characters. There will be the Maypole with dancers. And they'll be proceeding behind the Fife and Drum Corps will be performing on Saturday and Sunday. All the shops will be decorated with fresh flowers. There's going to be great sales going on. I know we're going to be sampling some of our special tea that's sold at our store. We're having an event called Flowers, Tea, and Lace. And so the tea is locally made by a woman-owned business, and we're the only shop that carries this tea. And then we have a lot of clothing with really a romantic feel, a feminine feel, with a line called Pretty Angel. And so anyway, there's something for everyone happening down on Main Street, and the new trolley is running. It does a free loop every 30 minutes. You can hop on and hop off. It's a neat little thing that the Visitors Bureau has started. So come down to Main Street and please support your local charity. Wherever you live, whatever part of the country you live in, get out and volunteer. It's the best way to get over anything that you're feeling stressed about, is to give of yourself to your favorite charity. So thank you so much, Marcy. Really appreciate you and your coworker, Janita, Ladachevsky. I forgot to mention her name, full name, and your name, Marcy Bursack, in the beginning. So thank you so much, and our love to Kathy and everyone over at Connections to Success.
Well, thanks for all of your support and encouragement. It's really amazing to have such incredible friends like you that really believe in our mission and have been part of it. So we look forward to continuing that and hopefully bringing Moxie over in the near future.
Definitely. We'll look into that for sure. And we're going to close out with a song by Sonia Lee of Nashville. She was our guest last month, and she has a really beautiful song called Butterflies. And it's about transformation and empowerment.
Mm-hmm.